Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Republican State Representative David Eastman of Wasilla has been censured by the Alaska House. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that members voted 25-14 yesterday to condemn Eastman for saying some Alaska women are glad to become pregnant so they can receive Medicaid-funded travel to have abortions. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholt said Eastman's comments merit formal condemnation.
When one member of this body brings the dignity of the institution into question, it's incumbent upon all of us to act to defend it. The representative from the northwestern part of the Mat-Su calls into question the character of women from rural Alaska and offended the dignity of all women.
Some legislators describe Eastman's remarks as racist and misogynistic, but Eastman says his comments weren't intended to hurt anyone.
I understand that people were hurt by them, and I'm very sorry that I said them. I'm very sorry that people were hurt.
Eastman also expressed concern about the effect of political correctness, and most fellow Republican minority members say censuring Eastman sets a bad precedent. It's the first time that an Alaska House member has been censured. Two previous censures in 1982 and 1993 targeted senators. There was another vehicle crash fatality on Chena Hot Springs Road last night. Alaska State Troopers say 45-year-old Hudson Mitchell was killed in a single vehicle rollover shortly before 10 p.m. They say another passenger and the vehicle's driver, 40-year-old Shyla Turen, suffered minor injuries in the crash. Turen was arrested for driving under the influence and manslaughter. The crash follows an accident Sunday on Chena Hot Springs Road in which a driver was killed when he hit a moose while speeding. Troopers say alcohol is suspected to have been a factor in that crash, which also injured a passenger. The U.S. formally hands over chairmanship of the Arctic Council to Finland during a ceremony this morning in Fairbanks. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the handoff comes at a moment when U.S. Arctic policy is up in the air and climate change looms as a top issue for the 8 Arctic Council nations. The council meeting begins at 10 this morning at the Carlson Center. Roads around the center are closed all day. More than 100 protesters gathered last night in downtown Fairbanks to send a message to the Arctic Council delegates. As KUEC's Robert Hannon reports, their focus is U.S. environmental policy.
Amidst the scores of protesters gathered at the Golden Heart Plaza in Fairbanks Wednesday night were several pamphleteers dressed as T-Rex. The miniature dinosaurs wore T-shirts taking aim at former Exxon president and current U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. The protest was organized by the coalition called Defend the Sacred, Alaska. One of the groups of the coalition is the Gwich'in Steering Committee. Executive Director Bernadette Dementev says leaders like Tillerson should step out of their boardrooms and meet the people where they are. She says her people are seeing a series of disturbing events.
The Western herd has declined 57% since 2010. The whitefish in the Nuiqsik area, that is something they've ate for thousands of years. They can no longer eat that fish because it's full of contaminants, it's got sores.
Dementev's concerns were echoed by another coalition member, Vi Wally, with the Alaska Community Action on Toxics. She says protesters aren't upset with the Arctic Council, but with swaggering U.S. policy.
So it's so important that our voices are heard here and that the other nations do not let the U.S. bully them into taking all the work that has been done already.
Wally hopes that after the Arctic Council meeting ends, the protest signals to leaders that Native and non-Native peoples intend to fight policies that harm the environment and people for short-term profits. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
And I'm Dan Bross.